Tonawanda Coke faced up to $295 million in fines. But before sentencing, U.S. District Court Judge William Scrutiny warned that the company was only capable of paying $25 million. The plant was ordered to pay for two environmental impact studies as a condition of its probation, at a cost not to exceed $12.2 million. Assistant U.S. Attorney Aaron Mango says from the beginning, his intention was never to cause the plant to close.
That was never a goal of the prosecution. The goal of the prosecution was to bring justice to the community and to prosecute the egregious environmental criminal acts that had occurred. That is never a goal of any prosecution.
Judge Scrutiny said the sentence was not meant to be a death sentence for the plant. He said the punishment is meant to deter other companies from violating environmental laws. The plant's environmental controls manager, Mark Kamholz, was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in jail and fined $20,000 for allowing benzene to be released into the environment. Upon release, Kamholz will have to perform 100 hours of community service in the Tonawanda community. U.S. Attorney William Hochul says the fine on Tonawanda Coke is the largest ever levied in an air pollution case involving a federal crime.
In order to prevent a substantial amount of this pollution, the defendants would have had to put in about $125,000 worth of improvements. It's called a baffle. In the same period when the defendants did not put in this feature, the defendants were making about $50 million. That helps put some of the defendants' conduct in perspective.
Before the sentence was handed down, the CEO of Tonawanda Coke said the company accepts responsibility for its actions. While admitting mistakes, he says the company is making strides to improve. The River Road plant was convicted last March of releasing hundreds of tons of cancer-causing benzene gas into the air through a leaking pressure relief valve. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.